Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Listeners, I hope you're going to sit, sip, and stay for this podcast. That's right. I said sip. Bring your wine, get your drinks. We are hanging out with our friends from Vetique, and that's right, out in Chicago. And listeners, you're in for a great time. I cannot begin to tell you how I've been waiting for this moment to happen to chat with these wonderful ladies and colleagues of ours in this profession. So I'm going to let them do a little bit of the intro, and we're going to chat about Vetique, their mission, their journey. They're really changing up the industry. So ladies, take it away. We'll start with Dr. Jennifer. So
hi there. Yes, I'm Dr. Jen Remnes. I am a native of Chicago. My partner here is Dr. Jess. And funny story, I always just like to kind of start off with our dating history, I call it. I was matched with Dr. Jess, this was what, 11 or 12 years ago, now as a vet student. So I just always kind of describe it as the blind date that went extremely well. Because here today, we've just become the best of friends and had this common, you know, value in our industry and wanted to shake it up and introduce something completely new and innovative. And she was on board for the idea too. And here we are a couple years later. So,
So where did you ladies go to vet school?
So I am a St. George's University alum. So I spent my three academic years on the island of Grenada. And then I went to University of Illinois for clinical year.
Okay. Yeah. And Dr. Jess, what about you?
Yeah, I went to U of I for undergrad, then I went to Alabama.
Hello.
University. For medical school.
That's fantastic. So how did you two become friends? How did you meet?
So through the student job at Banfield.
Okay.
That was my very first job out of school. That's where Dr. Trice had been for several years. And we were paired there and immediately hit it off.
So. And let me say, it was so funny because I had no idea I was going to have a student. So I'm coming into the clinic. I'm like, oh, we got a new hire. Oh, okay. We got a new technician. This is great.
Hey, she had good style.
Right? I know. So then like, oh no, you're going to mentor her. I was like, even better. So I saw her stat. I mean, we clicked since day one. So
it absolutely shows, obviously. And I just love the chemistry that the two of you have. It's unbelievable. So listen to this, listeners. It says the doctors say we invite you to sit back, relax, and treat yourself to a Prosecco spritzer or a glass of Pinot Meow. I can't even take it right now. I absolutely
do you like our puns, Dr. Christman? We had to
I'm full of them.
All right, so we have a list of them. So what you just said one was Prosecco, of course. And then we also have Cabernet or Cabernet.
Sauvignon Bark for white wine drinkers as well. So
Rough Day Rosé.
You've got a nice menu.
And Sauvignon Bark. So we have it for everyone. It's covered for everyone.
This is fantastic. So wait a minute, to the listeners that don't know. Wait, you have wine at the veterinary clinic?
We do. Absolutely. If you walk into our lobby, we have a kind of a split atmosphere. We've got our wine bar on the right side and then our reception desk on the left. So we really, really wanted to mesh the two of those together to make it a nice, you know, cozy spa-like experience up there.
And the idea that came from, you know, how people are stressed out. I mean, when their pets are sick, you know, owners are, you know, stressed, the pets are stressed. All you cat owners, you know how it is. So it takes them 20 minutes to get them into cat care and then they're already late for their appointment. So they're already stressed. So when they come to our clinic, you get this nice smell of our hotel collection ambiance that we have here. Have some wine, sit back, relax for your dogs. We have toys for them to play with. Make it very, very easy and comfortable for them. And then we go ahead and see them.
Don't forget, we've got some lavender scented neck warmers. We've got some hot towels. So we really, really want to make our clients our true VIPs.
So I'm just in awe about this entire incredible business model. I really am.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It really is. So if you take a step back and look at your journey, maybe even 3, 4, 5 years ago, how did you arrive to where you are today?
Oh my gosh.
Right at the pandemic too. I feel
like everyone always asks me the question, like, did you always have this idea of becoming, you know, a business administrator and entrepreneur? And my answer to that is absolutely not. I always thought of myself as an associate, put my head down, go to work, follow the rules. Right. go in line. And I was even on the path of, you know, considering a residency in Durham. So this all just kind of became a thing because I was invited to be a medical director a couple of years back. And I really got a taste of that business admin space of the industry. And I loved it. So it completely threw me for a loop. And here I am today.
And being part of that, so being a chief of staff and medical director, I've always loved that role. And I was like, you know what? Why not have a business? But wanted to find that perfect partner. And it's all about the timing.
Yeah.
So
right.
What happened?
So I mean, what do you have to say to the veterinary students or the new graduates, especially to the women out there that are interested in entrepreneurship?
You can do it. If I can do it, if we can do it together, you can absolutely do it. And of course, this was a very arduous challenge. There were so many hiccups along the way, even to this day, even last week. I mean, we're dealing with fire drills left and right, but you just have to have that mindset to expect it, prepare yourself for it, and just go for it.
And the other thing is, make sure when you have your planning plan with a purpose. What your purpose is, because if you don't have that, your ideas can be like, oh, whether it's money or gaining more publicity or whatever it may be. But if you don't do it with a purpose and from your heart, it's going to be done.
Yeah. Well said. Well said. So share with me maybe one of the biggest obstacles that the two of you encountered when putting this practice together.
Not having any idea how to handle new construction and city permits.
Oh my gosh. Oh, especially doing this during the pandemic too.
Like what was that like?
Oh my gosh.
Delays were just astronomical.
The acceptance of the banks, just trying to find the loans and
spacing,
which is interesting because this space was originally what we wanted. In the very beginning, it's so funny because I was working at a hospital and I had a letter that was presented just sitting there on my keyboard. I'm like, oh, what's this? And I looked at it as an opening for this place, a space that was available. And I called John. I was like, what do you think about this spot in the Gold Coast? Loved it. And yes. That's how it came out to be.
It was like it was handed to us. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. And then we visited other spots. I think we had like our top three in the running. And then it just came back to this one each and every time. Yeah. So. It was meant to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Things really do happen for a reason. They really does. Yeah. And so, okay. So you're building this practice and then what decided to say to each other, like, you know what, let's stir it up a little bit. Let's, no pun intended here. Like what made you think outside of the litter box to be like, let's.
The litter box.
I love that.
The puns are amazing. We're definitely on the same wavelength.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
I think we were asked that question too a couple of months back, like where this started. And it honestly, I think it was over margaritas, which is so funny. It started with the idea of being able to have a drink in the clinic because you have your nail salons, you have all types
workouts,
of places where you can drink champagne while you're there. And it just gives you that upscale feel. And I said, why not do it with our industry?
And with Jen and I, we're both very big into fitness. We are big into health, big into self-care, self-awareness and all that stuff. So like, why not, you know, after we work out, get our protein shakes, have some wine, you know, have it all. Stop shop type of place, you know, but right now we're starting out with this idea and you never know what can happen in the future.
Mm-hmm. And what has the reception been from the pet parents?
I mean, we've got clients taking glasses of wine at 10 a.m. and I'm here for it.
Mimosas. Mimosas. We do offer mimosas. With their popcorn.
It's amazing. Like it is a Wednesday morning and our clients are just all for it. Yeah. I think probably a lot has been in our advantage because a lot of people work from home now too. Yeah. So they have that flexibility during the day to maybe have that drink and while they're taking their baby to the vet.
It's women and men and kids. They're all enjoying it. And honestly, one of the great feedbacks we've been getting is some pets, they come to the office visit, they're nervous, they're scared. Mm-hmm. Not one has said, oh, my pet was actually pretty good. They weren't nervous. They were having fun. So to be able to hear stuff like that from pet parents that their pets are having fun at the clinic,
I mean, feeding off their moms and dads for sure. So that's cool.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Because you hear about that all the time about the anxiety, like if we feel it, they feel it kind of a thing too. Yeah. And so going back to the pets, how has the journey been for your patients that are coming through your clinic? What has the reception been for them?
I feel like they're loving it.
From
the toy box that we have up front.
The clients actually bring the balls and they're playing fetch with them in our lobby.
We have some bottles and we have some really cute, like, plush champagne bottles. Yeah. They're so adorable.
The tug of ropes, all that.
So that's super inviting for them. I think just having that social environment, even with the intermingling of the clients up front, just really puts the pet at ease, you know, as we were saying, just limiting anxiety. So just from the minute they walk in the door.
And that's the thing, we like to...
Treats too.
We have lots of treats.
We're fear-free here. So we're trying not to trigger as much, you know, frozen peanut butter cups or chicken broth popsicles, really just anything to ease that anxiety.
We really like to spend time with the client too. So that's one of the things we do here is we don't just right away, like, put our hands on the pets and do our exam. No, we want to get to know the owners, the pets, give them some time. We have to earn their trust. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as we're doing that, they're playing and they're enjoying their treats, the owner and the pets. I mean, it's a great environment.
I got to tell you, like, I'm smiling from ear to ear because I, you know, lecture around the country, talk about practice management and creating this Disney-like experience. And you are hitting every single mark that is supposed to happen in this day and age for 2023. You really are doing it. It's one thing to say it, but you're literally doing it. You're creating this incredible community that will be, and I say this to like a lot of new graduates too, like, your clients are going to be your friends and your cheerleaders and advocates for you. And you have created that culture. What has that been like, you know, knowing that you're feeling that love from your clients?
Well, we always say it's about serving one another, right? So when it comes to making that business plan, it's not what's going on right now or what happened in the past. It's thinking about the business plan in the future. And so thinking outside the litter box, you know, we definitely want to, you know, incorporate that to see what we can have for what's in the future. And we're getting a lot of great feedback from a lot of the clinics and other doctors to saying, hey, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And it's just about, you know, really serving. It really comes down to that, to pets and their owners.
Yeah, really, really incredible. And I like what you just said, and I'm curious to get your feedback on this, doctors, is, you know, about boundaries. I mean, here you are as owners, you're really big into working out and self-care. I absolutely love, you know, everything that you're doing. You're like adrenaline junkies, you love horror movies.
I'm the crazy one, if you haven't been able to tell yet.
Yes.
I just took a mountain too 2 weeks ago. So yeah.
I was like, you better come back to one piece.
Oh my gosh. It's incredible. So how do you do that? Because a lot of the, when I talk to a lot of our colleagues in the industry, how do you create those healthy boundaries so you can have both?
You have to, you really have. Well, in our sign, actually in our lobby, in our wine area, it says treat yourself. So treating yourself, obviously the obvious with the wine, the dog treats, people treats, even we have a bunch of stuff treating yourself, but it really goes into treating yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, you know, because if that was the whole thing, if you can't treat yourself, then how are you going to treat others? How are you going to serve others?
You can't pour from an empty cup, basically. Mm-hmm. That's our whole motto and what we're trying to achieve here. So
with the whole, you know, not one more vet, you know, there's a lot of suicides and things like that. So that's where you're really stressing the importance of your self-care, because if you don't do that, it's going to tear you up. So
it really is. And I love something so simple. Treat yourself is such a great tagline, because it's actually, by treating yourself, you're choosing kindness as well, because you feel good about yourself. You feel good about your clients and everything. They're ultimately, at the end of the day, you're just choosing kindness too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So doctors, what does the future hold for Vetseek? What, I know that there's some rumors. I don't know what you want to share with the listeners, but I know they got to follow and stay tuned. But is there anything? I know there's things in the pipeline, but what are you comfortable sharing about what the future holds?
Yeah, we're hoping to launch this sucker off and bring it worldwide. I mean, eventually. We definitely have plans to open other facilities in Chicago. We'd love to bring this out of the States. I particularly love Nashville. I feel like I should have been born there.
I love Florida.
So we'll see, you know, where the wind blows. We want to grow, but we also want to do that in increments and do that the right way, just so that we're supporting our founding team here. And, you know, we're not growing too fast, because that has also been,
it's about our associates too, because, you know, not only just treating ourselves, but treating our staff as well too. That's very important to us, because that's another thing in a veterinary industry. I mean, they work hard.
Yes.
I mean, we would not be here if it weren't for our technicians, for our receptionists and everyone, and they deserve to get that recognition, and they deserve to have that self-care and all that time for themselves as well too. So that's why I want to make sure we do it right, not rush into it, but we would love to carry that
and bring model for the ride as well too. So it's not just about us. It is about our entire boutique team, and we want to grow that and spread the love. So
yeah.
You will do it, and you are going to do it. I know it 100%. And the last thing I want to touch on, because this is so important to our profession, I look at the two of you, and I'm not kidding. I can really get choked up because of how important representation matters in our profession. And we chat a lot about DEI. And I know, Jen, for instance, you're come from a multicultural composition from, you know, European melting pot of Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, Norwegian, Finnish, and Swedish ancestries. I love this. I would love to get your take on it. How important is that for your clients to see representation?
I think it's super important because, I mean, again, with Women's History Month right around the corner, mm-hmm. that's the first thought that my mind goes to. But I want to be that representation for that little girl that says, hey, she looks just like me. And hey, I can do that too.
I think we get along so well too, because we're very similar in our background as well too. Yeah. Being Italian, Mexican, Spanish, and a little African-American. So it's really cool to have that. And just like what Jen was saying, just being that representative for all people.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying this on behalf of the profession. Thank you for what you're doing. And it's to be an entrepreneur, to be incredible women that are leading the industry of DEI, and just really making change happen. And you know how they say, oh, it's so cliche, it takes one person. It really does, you know, and you're doing it. And I'm just so proud. I'm so glad we were able to connect. And now I got to go to see and hang out with you ladies.
Please do.
Anytime.
Have Adam. Our wine.
We'll
have
I know.
Time. The spritzer on ice waiting for you.
I know. I was talking to my team. Yeah. I was talking to my team, and they were looking at your, you know, the content and everything. And they said, like, Adam, how could you have not be hanging out with these ladies? Like, this is so you.
We'll have your spot soon. Yes,
you'll
have
absolutely. So soon. Tell our listeners, where could we learn more about you and about Vatique?
Yeah, come visit our website at vatiquechicago.com, and we'll be putting up a lot of stuff.
We have all events, our services on there. We have our events page. Yeah. We've got our Instagram and Facebook live right
our
now.
Our individual ones too. Everything. So we'll be posting a lot of things up.
Absolutely. Well, doctors, thank you so much for taking time of the day to be on the show. Such an honor.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Adam.
Oh my gosh, my honor. Thank you so much. Listeners, we're going to put all the show notes and all their information in the article, so that way you can follow these incredible colleagues in our industry. And thank you so much for tuning in. Continue to do great work out there, everybody. Don't forget to rate today's podcast. Helps us out significantly. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.